Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
State of emergency. That's how it feels to me. The world is in dire need.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, interviews, and events about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, nor its management. In this episode, we're celebrating Women's History Month. I'd like to give a big shout out to all the vegan women working tirelessly for justice, freedom, and health for all. No discrimination, no violence, inclusive compassion. I'll be featuring snippets of the many women who have been Vegan Nation guests throughout the last 6 years since 2015, those working with intersectionality to end the oppressor paradigm that we see rampant in 2021 on a global scale. I'll also be featuring some news about current events that is very important. Veganism, the foundation, is the boomerang effect, that which humanity does to our non-human sisters and brothers eventually boomerangs back to humanity. Human freedom requires animal liberation.
So breathe,
let's
breathe,
enjoy more of the song
breathe,
by Sunta
breathe,
Africa and Vela Kete. The song by Sunta
breathe,
Africa, Breathe, is the name of her song, Vela Kete on drums. WCUW Studios,
breathe.
Worcester, Massachusetts.
Breathe. 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 Breathe.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Judy Carmen in Kansas.
I've written some books. I wrote Peace to All Beings back, I think, around 2001. And in that book, I coined the term Homo Ahimsa as the being that we really are. Ahimsa means nonviolence, non-harm in Sanskrit. Veganism is Ahimsa in action and love in action. It's all connected. And then as things kept getting more dire, as we all know, in the environment and around the world with human rights and animals, I began to feel a calling to write a book, write just specifically about Homo Ahimsa. What does that mean? How can we get there? How can we reveal ourselves as Homo Ahimsa and leave behind all the violence that we have imparted to this world? So I wrote Homo Ahimsa. I started it the summer before COVID started, which was last March, and I finished the book right about that time that the whole COVID lockdown started and all the fear that came with it. And I added a few comments about the pandemic in the book because I was just finishing it up when the pandemic started. The pandemic and all that was happening from that seemed to bring out all these issues to people who hadn't even been thinking about it for maybe their whole lives. The tremendous devastation that human beings, Homo sapiens, has done to the earth and to animals.
Thank you, Judy. And besides your website, peacetoallbeings.com, is there any other contact information that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
They can definitely contact me through my website. Yeah, and I'm glad to receive emails from anyone that has any questions. Yes, love to hear from you.
PeaceToAllBeings.com. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Marlene.
Just a little seed makes a big tree, standing on its own, thriving all alone. Just a little seed makes a big tree, grow so high, gonna touch the sky.
1 million seconds is 11 and a half days. 1 billion seconds is 31 and a half years. Soon we'll be hearing from Joanne Farb at her recent testimony in front of the Kansas State Legislature, where Joanne Farb advocates for medical freedom.
Look into my eyes.
You'd be alarmed that there is no data suggesting this vaccine won't cause an epidemic of death and disability in a year or two due to known biological mechanisms that are currently documented in the scientific literature, such as disease enhancement upon exposure to the wild virus, autoimmunity, and possibly prion diseases. While working on the scientific side, I was in meetings that discussed giving grants to cash-strapped universities so that they would publish reductionist science to support my company's profits. You need only look at what is happening around the world right now to see how incredibly powerful and successful industry has been from the synergy of funding biased science and having an army of sales reps and lobbyists to assure that the biased science was read and broadcast more than any that contradicts it. This is why we need the right to reject any medical intervention, which the Nuremberg Code supports. Many of us would sooner be unemployed than face risks from an experimental vaccine for a disease unlikely to be life-threatening. You know, we all think we'd like to think of ourselves as somebody who would not have gone along with Tuskegee, internment of Japanese Americans, and other injustices so obvious in hindsight. This is your opportunity to be on the right side of history. Please, don't make people choose between holding on to their job and being coerced into injecting something that may cause catastrophic injuries down the road. The challenge is we live in a time when pharmaceutical companies and technology companies have amassed an ability to influence and control us that we have never previously imagined possible before. They shape the science, they determine which science even gets seen and read, they have, you know, pharmaceutical companies outspend oil and gas in their lobbying 2-to-1. It's no surprise that we have so many people thinking as they do. The pharmaceutical industry spends billions of dollars to try and have this be the framework. So this bill is one little step in the direction of protecting our fundamental rights to our own body. I mean, if I can't determine what gets injected into my body, what does any other right even matter?
As we sow, so shall we reap. And they say, that's not your baby, that's my baby. I own you, I own your baby. I'll do to your baby whatever I want to do to your baby. And we're finding the same thing, ironically, beginning to happen in our society with the powers that be saying, you know, you don't own your baby, I own your baby. I'll do whatever I want. We'll vaccinate your baby. You don't have a choice. You know, that's what we do to animals.
This song is by Will Tuttle. The Chicken Song.
Earthlings, earthlings, attention, please. This is a message from the future to humanity. You are engaged in destructive activities. All can be avoided, not as hard as it seems. You have been gifted with such great ability. Such great power comes with great responsibility. You're faced with the choice to perpetuate insanity or move towards compassion and love and equality. What will you do with the vulnerable in society? What will you take without grace or humility? You don't own the earth or her creatures. down now. Get on your knees and beseech her for forgiveness. Thank your mother goddess. People stressing about the water, about the soil, about the ocean life. But do you think about the flesh you're cutting with your fork and knife? The industries that gave you this pollute the planet, make you sick. Waste the water, feed the cows, forget about the starving kids. None of us are free till all of us can be. None of us are free till all of us can be. You get angry at me for speaking the truth. How about listening? Adopt, don't shop if you're an animal lover. But what about the billions of creatures who are sacrificed all for your convenience? Look away while they suffer. You tell yourself they don't think, they don't feel, they don't matter. Lies that we buy, big acts while it gets fatter. I don't have much respect for culture and tradition. Yeah, rodeo, slaughterhouse, insemination, mutilation, slavery, cannibalism, murder, and circumcision, all harming all of us. Tell me, what the f*** is the difference? Speciesism, we've all been taught this. Some lives just matter less. Well, it's a trick. And these companies profiting off our unhealthy habits, yet they don't show you the corpses in the pits full of maggots, cause that wouldn't sell well. Not half as well as Godmel. Rip the baby from its mother, close them up in a jail cell. We take what we don't need, toss the rest off to the side. Every bite we eat, I hear the sound of the earth cry.
We're listening to Earthlings, Earthlings, vegan rap song by Remedy Rose.
We can't sustain this. Open your eyes and you'll see it's ridiculous to think that we can all be so button is selfish and arrogant. Might sound drastic, but we gotta wake up and do something different for the future of us all. Wake up and evolve, please. For the future of us all.
You tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts, at WCUW 91.3 FM, online at WCUW.org. Worcester, Massachusetts.
We don't need more animals to breed. We need trees to breed. We don't need more slavery. How can we find peace when the food on your plate comes from violence and play comes from violence and greed. Wild horses. stolen for the cattle to graze. Wolves getting hunted till the end of their days. Oceans getting emptied so quick, it's a frightening thought. Rainforest turns to dust, look at all the land they bought. Activists speaking up against the money getting shot. Up against the money and getting shot. Shut your mouth, cut it out. Why so angry? No need to shout. Ha ha ha, why so sad? I love bacon, don't tell me it's bad. I love animals, don't judge me. I only buy humanely raised meat. There's nothing humane about playing God and the reaper with the lives of these highly sensitive sentient creatures. We are monsters to them. Could you look them in their fearful eyes and tell them, hush, hush now. Your life is a small price and I decide. I decide how much you're worth. You are a product, I own whatever you give birth to. What part of this is natural? Please tell me, cause I must have missed it. Enslavement, commodification is not the circle of life. Don't you dare get it twisted. Who do we think we are when destroying lives is doing business? Hate to burst your bubble, we're not kings of the food chain. We are not carnivorous, can you hunt with your bare teeth? Come on, use your brain and your heart. But we were never meant for this, not even from the start. We're beyond survival mode, we're moving on to grander things. Let us rise out of the low vibes and spread our new high vibe wings. We must move forward, I won't take part in our regression. We are beings of love, not creatures of aggression. Walk with me, I want to see what we can be. But in order for that to happen, we gotta do things differently. But I believe so passionately in a world where all beings are free and at peace.
This is Ellie Sarti. Her song is Rodeo. At the rodeo. Into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're celebrating Women's History Month. Vegan women in non-compliance, non-cooperation with the forces of tyranny and totalitarianism. This is Everything Comes Around, by Eli Sarti, founder of Compassion Arts.
Behind a steel door, behind the concrete and barbed wire, sentenced to darkness, sentenced to living.
Suffer the voiceless, hear
like to give a shout out to all the vegan women who are courageously speaking out during this perilous time of modern day book burning and censorship. Yet they're still speaking out for justice, health, and freedom. Notably, Veronica Ramos in Westboro, Massachusetts. Auna in Spain. Carrie Plummer in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Yvonne Holguin-Golden in California. Monique Lukens in L.A. Dr. Amaiti May, also in Los Angeles. Joanna Blad in Las Vegas. And Susan Andrea Warmington in New Orleans. From Kingston, Jamaica, some whom have been Vegan Nation guests in the past and others' upcoming interviews. And there's many, many, many more. You know who you are. We thank you all.
Strong as we sing the golden rule, don't do what you don't want done to you.
This is Ellie Sarti, Creatures Great and Small. Thanks again for tuning into Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week. Hear this program again at vegansradio.wordpress.com.
Lunchtime, it's bologna sandwiches in the lunchbox, picturing babe. Hop in, we'll take a carriage horse ride, though it's 90 in the shade. We'll kill two birds with one stone, put our ducks all in a row. Creatures great and small, we love them. Lullabies and Bible songs say they are weak, we are strong. We sing the golden rule. Don't do what you don't want done to you.
This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a good day.
We love them all.